WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Red Dragon is the new movie adaptation of Thomas Harris's first thriller to feature Hannibal Lecter, the ferocious anti-hero of The Silence of the Lambs and Hannibal. The movie stars Anthony Hopkins, reprising his Oscar-winning performance for the second time, and is being advertised as the first installment in the Hannibal Lecter trilogy. David Edelstein has a review.
Thomas Harris's novel Red Dragon was filmed once before, in 1986, by Michael Mann, who had to change the name to Manhunter because the studio thought Red Dragon sounded vaguely Japanese. It featured CSI's William Peterson as the ex-FBI profiler Will Graham and Tom Noonan as the deformed serial killer Francis Dollarhide, who enters the houses of suburban families while they sleep. It also featured the Irish stage actor Brian Cox in the peripheral but thematically central role of Hannibal Lecter, the cannibalistic madman who'd nearly killed Graham some years before, and who was now being consulted as some sort of psycho killer emeritus. Manhunter wasn't a hit, but it was shown on TV a lot after Silence of the Lambs became a phenomenon. And after last year's Lamb sequel, Hannibal, made hundreds of millions of dollars, someone at the Dino De Laurentiis company decided that this particular udder could be given another squeeze, that people would line up to see the same story again with Anthony Hopkins doing his Lecter number. The new director, Brett Ratner, does one thing spectacularly. He demonstrates what a great and seminal movie Manhunter is. His Red Dragon tells the same story, with many of the same lines, the best ones are straight from the novel, and that story is good enough to carry you along. It has a fun new Lecter prologue, and a new climax with a twist that sends the audience home happy. But it's otherwise a thoroughly lame piece of movie making. It doesn't get under your skin. It won't haunt your dreams. It won't change the way you think about this serial killer obsession that has strangled our culture for decades. The movie is an arm's-length experience. Before I say why, let's listen to the picture's unhaunting central scene, in which the imprisoned Lecter taunts his old adversary Graham, played now by Edward Norton.
You stink of fear under that cheap lotion. You stink of fear, Will, but you're not a coward. You fear me, but still you came here. You fear this shy boy, yet still you seek him out. Don't you understand, Will? You caught me because we are very much alike. Without our imaginations, we'd be like all those other poor dullards. Fear is the price of our instrument, but I can help you bear it.
We're very much alike? Excuse me? This Bela Lugosi look-alike and this gangly twerp with his aw shucks demeanor? I don't think so. When Brian Cox's Lecter said that line in Manhunter, it was palpably true. He and William Peterson had the same morbid sadness, and so did Tom Noonan as the killer. That name, Dollarhide, suggests a Mr. Hyde born of sadness. He was like Peterson and Cox stretched out. But the three actors in Red Dragon inhabit different histrionic universes. That's not a small point in a story in which each character is obsessed with getting into the heads of the others. Edward Norton can be a good, nervy actor, but his reedy little tenor doesn't begin to suggest the unsavory depths of Graham. Ralph Fiennes would have been more interesting, but he's been cast as the killer. Partly because of how he's photographed and directed, his psychosis has no mythic component. When he travels to the Brooklyn Museum to eat the Blake painting that inspired his Red Dragon persona, that's right, I said, to eat it. He might as well be munching a burrito. Ratner apes some of Jonathan Demme's visual strategies from Silence of the Lambs, but Demme was coming from a bustling ensemble universe of such movies as Melvin and Howard and Something Wild. His close-ups of Lecter were so terrifying because they seemed to rip the fabric of his humanist universe. Anthony Hopkins by now is running on pure ham. He's such a seething little extrovert, it's like a vaudeville act. You're probably thinking I'd rather talk about Manhunter than Red Dragon, and my answer is yeah, that's true. In part, it's because Ratner, who has little talent that I can discern, has publicly disparaged Michael Mann. But more than that, it's to point out Manhunter's astonishing influence. It led to CSI and John Doe and Profiler and Millennium and all the other movies and TV shows that didn't just borrow from Thomas Harris's plot, they borrowed man's moody underpinnings. After this, thrillers would not only get fetishistic about autopsy rooms and elements of forensics, they would fixate on that single haunted protagonist, someone who would wander fresh murder sites and stare at glossies of victims and relive the slaughter from the killer's point of view. Someone who would be able, at a terrible cost, to plunge deep into a psycho's roiling psyche. Red Dragon is just another gory freak show. But Manhunter, that ushered in a new era, the age of empathy for the devil.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.